And then the second sort of thing that can be given, not material, this is more psychological. And this may strike some of you as a surprise. It's called the gift of fearlessness. Confidence. As one goes about, one finds that so many people are very, very worried and very anxious. They appear strained and they appear tense. They seem to have something on their mind all the time. They don't seem at ease. They don't seem at peace. They don't seem happy. So the Bodhisattva has to deal with this. He has to cope with this. And he has to try to give people strength and encouragement and freedom from fear by his very presence, by his very personal inspiration. And those who are students of Buddhist art will know that there's a very famous representation of the Buddha, as well as of various bodhisattvas, in what is called the Abhaya Mudra. The Abhaya Mudra means the mudra, the hand sign of fearlessness. And it's like this. The Buddha is saying, fear not, don't be afraid, because essentially there is nothing to fear. We can go so far as to say that fear is the great modern disease. It's not so much appendicitis, it's not even cancer, it's not even heart disease that kills us most of the time prematurely. It is simply fear. And I remember in this connection a very interesting little episode, a story which was told me by a friend of mine in Kalimpong. He was a great Russian Tibetologist. Tibetologist means one who studies Tibetan language, literature, and so on. And he happened to pay a visit to the United States of America. And when he came back, he told me that he had a very interesting experience there. Apparently he was just getting off the boat, just disembarking, when he paused. He just stopped. He thought, that's strange, that's very odd. He said there was a peculiar sort of atmosphere, like a sort of fog, something clinging, something clammy. He thought, well, what on earth can that be? He's a very sensitive person. And he thought, it isn't anything physical, it isn't coming from factory chimneys or the exhaust pipes of motor cars. What is it? A sort of grey, heavy, clinging atmosphere. And then he said it suddenly struck him that this was fear, that this was exuding, as it were, from the people of this vast continent, that they were all living in fear. And we know what we have the expression to smell fear, and you can quite literally smell fear. If someone is afraid, you can smell that. A dog can smell it, and very often a human being too, if the senses are sufficiently developed, sufficiently acute, can smell the fear as well. So when you have a whole nation, a whole people, living under the influence of fear, what do you think happens? The whole psychic atmosphere is, as it were, poisoned with that. The fear becomes tangible, becomes perceptible, becomes like a great oppressive cloud over the land. And in the midst of this cloud, in the midst of this darkness, as it were, of fear, this darkness at noonday of fear, people are living and working and trying to breathe all the time. It's like a dark pall, in Wordsworth's phrase, just hanging over our spirits. But this is what modern life is like. It's not just a question of the threat of the atom bomb or hydrogen bomb hanging over us all. It's something much more than that. It's the fact that people seem unable to trust one another. They have no confidence in one another, no confidence in life itself, all the time shrinking as though they're about to receive a blow, all the time overwhelmed, overpowered with fear. And those who practice meditation will know that from time to time, this sort of thing comes up very powerfully in meditation. You get an experience of fear. At first, it may be a fear coming from your childhood, or even earlier. But a stage may come for some people, at least, when a sort of basic primordial fear comes up, which is a terrible fear, but which is not fear of anything in particular. It's a sort of existential fear, a fear which goes right down to the bottom of one's being, right down to the roots of existence, and which one has to face and which one has to overcome. So the Bodhisattva, by his very presence, by his very example, he gives freedom from fear, by showing the example of a person who has himself overcome fear, who has conquered fear, who is the master of fear, who has transcended fear, risen triumphant over it. So this is another thing which he can give, fearlessness, in the world of beings who are overcome by fear.